And blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the broadcast and to the continuation of the series which we've been considering for a while, Have the Faith of God. It's a message that I had the honor of teaching our congregation early this year. And the text for the study has been Mark 11, verse 22. We've been reading it in the Geneva version of the Bible, and it simply says, have the faith of God. Faith, as we've discovered, is not a formula. Faith is a friendship. There's much more to faith than simply believing God's word in your heart and confessing it with your mouth. Now, that's a part of it, but there's much more to it. True faith, my friend, is a product of your fellowship with God. And that's why Apostle Paul in Galatians 5:6 said, faith works through love. Faith cannot work without love, without a vibrant love relationship with God. Just as a fish needs water to swim, a bird needs the air to fly, faith needs love to thrive. Now be blessed as you listen to today's segment of the message.
Faith is a friendship that you cultivate with God. And that's why the Bible tells us in Galatians 5:6 that faith works through love. And many times we try to cultivate and operate faith outside of a strong love relationship with God. And that's why we have problems. Listen to this. Trying to operate faith out of the environment of love for God is like trying to swim outside of water or trying to fly without air. He said many of his people, we have reduced faith to believe, confess, believe. That's an aspect of it. Don't get me wrong. But the major aspect of faith, the real definition of faith, is friendship with God. Diligently seeking God. And when you understand that that is what faith is, and you don't treat it like some kind of formula, then you will see yourself commanding the faith of God. You will see yourself getting instant answers to prayer. He said that is where the problem of his people are. God is a true God. The God we read in the Old Testament, in the book of Acts, he is the same God. Capable, able, faithful to do the same wonders. The only thing that has changed is his people. But if we can pursue God, a love relationship with God, you will see that you will be commanding faith. But it says many of his people, they try to operate, exercise faith outside of intimacy. I have a problem. I'm sick. Let me just pull out faith. It doesn't work like that. A solid love relationship with God must be in place at all times for faith to have power in your life. Look at what happened to some people that wanted to just treat faith like a formula. Acts chapter 19. We know the story about the sons of Sceva and some itinerant Jewish people. Let's go there, Acts chapter 19. This is very important because let me tell you something. It is the plan of God that all your prayers be answered. It is the plan of God that all your mountains be moved. And the only thing that can move it and bring the answer from heaven is faith. But this faith we are talking about is only possible through a close relationship with God. So we need to stop handling faith as if it were some mathematical formula. It is not. It's more than name it, claim it. It's more than confessing belief. Faith, first and foremost, fundamentally is a friendship that you cultivate with God. And so see these people, they try to exercise faith without knowing God, without pursuing intimacy with God. Verse 13, look at it. It says, then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits. Lord Jesus, that they had no relationship with, they were trying to call his name, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And some of us, we do the same thing. You don't read your Bible for days, and all of a sudden, you have a challenge, you need a breakthrough, and you are calling the name of Jesus. Which name of Jesus are you calling? Jesus you've not called for so many weeks. It needs to change, people of God. And so these people just called on Jesus, and they said, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And also there were seven sons of Sceva. So it was not only the sons of Sceva, there were also these itinerant Jewish exorcists. And the sons of Sceva, they were sons of this Jewish chief priest who did so as well. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? The enemy will just make a mockery of your so-called faith if you're trying to exercise faith outside of a love relationship with God. And then we see what happens. The man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them. You will never be embarrassed in Jesus' mighty name. So make no mistake about it, my dear beloved brethren. Only those who know God will possess the faith of God. Daniel 11:32, the second part says, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. The word know here is a Hebrew word that means yada. It is the word of intimacy, the highest form of intimacy such as exists between a man and his wife. And so Daniel was saying here, those who are intimate with their God will be strong. But don't expect to just be a casual church attender and command the faith of God. Bottom line, the faith of God is something you get through friendship, fellowship with God. Seek him constantly in prayer, every day. The study of the word, fasting. Thirst for him, follow hard after him. And surely and steadily, something will be changing in the dynamics of your life. You will no longer be the same person. You won't talk the way you talk anymore. It's just going to happen. Because it is those who know their God that God gives the faith of God. Now, I want to share with you three reasons why the faith of God flourishes through intimacy. Galatians 5:6 told us faith works through love. Why? Why does faith need love to work? Why does intimacy with God produce great faith? I'm going to give you three reasons why tonight. Number one, intimacy with God casts out fear. Say it after me. Say, intimacy with God casts out fear. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. It says, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect with love. The reason why we fear, people of God, is because our understanding of God's love for us is not perfect. Anytime there is fear in our life, any level of it, we have not understood the degree to which we are loved. The moment we understand his love, fear goes out of the door. The Amplified Version of that same scripture says, so the one who is afraid is not perfected in love, has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love. But as you take time to fellowship with God on a daily basis, you will begin to understand the depth of his love for you. And as your love, your understanding of his love is being perfected, fear will disappear. Fear will lose its grip. And faith will take over your entire life. Listen, when you know somebody loves you, it's easy to trust them. It's easy to trust them, even in our human relationships. If you are 100% sure about the heart of somebody toward you, you will commit anything into their hand. But if you doubt that person's intention toward you, you'll be suspicious of them. You will not put confidence in them. Many of us are not clear about God's full intentions for us.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God. I wanna see